Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
What is good, everybody? Welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff, brought to you by DraftKings. I am Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Friday, January 7th, 2022. We're going to kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. But before we do, we remind you, the DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That is code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. The Antonio Brown saga continued to bubble in Tampa Bay, even though the Bucs did officially release the troubled wide receiver yesterday. Brown has to clear waivers and then will become an unrestricted free agent if no team claims him by 4 p.m. Eastern time today. He did make it clear earlier in the week that he needs surgery to repair an ankle injury, so who the hell knows what's going to happen. Shortly after the release, however, Bruce Arians said, "You know what? I'll let him tell you what happened."
Obviously, we let Antonio go today just to clear you up on some things that happened. At no point in time during that game did he ever ask a trainer or a doctor about his ankle. He never went through, that's the normal protocol. You go through protocols during games. I was never notified of it. So obviously that was the disturbing thing when we were looking for him to go back into the game. All right, we already had he was very upset at halftime about who was getting targeted. Got that calmed down. Players took care of that. It started again on the sideline. We called for the personnel group that he had played in the entire game. He refused to go in the game. That's when I looked back and saw him basically wave off the coach. I then went back, approached him about what was going on. I ain't playing. What's going on? I ain't getting the ball. That's when I said, "You're done. Get the F out of here." And that's the end of it.
Yesterday was also Tom Brady's day to meet with the media. He said absolutely nothing interesting about the Antonio Brown situation whatsoever, even after Brown accused Brady and trainer Alex Guerrero of trying to get money out of him for services they allegedly never provided. Can we be done with this story now? In other non-Antonio Brown news, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson didn't practice again yesterday and is unlikely to play in the season finale against the Steelers. Jackson has practiced just one time since hurting the ankle in Week 14. 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo was limited in practice again on Thursday thanks to a torn ligament in his throwing thumb. Receiver Debo Samuel was asked how Garoppolo looked and said simply, quote, "Jimmy just looked like Jimmy." In Cleveland, Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield took issue with a report from Mary Kay Cabot of the Cleveland Plain Dealer, who said that Mayfield could request a trade from the team this offseason. "Clickbait," Mayfield said on Twitter, "you and many other Cleveland local media continue to be drama-stirring reporters with no sources or facts. Don't put words in my mouth so you can put food on your table. I'm not your puppet." Before last week's game against the Lions, Russell Wilson hinted that he could be playing his final home game for the Seahawks. Yesterday, though, he told the media he wants to win more championships in Seattle. Quote, "We've always thought I would be here. That's always been my goal, to win multiple Super Bowls, and my plan is to be here and do that. You take every day and you just enjoy the moment." And finally, in one of the weirdest stories of the season, the Associated Press won't be stripping Hub Arkish of his MVP vote after Arkish admitted he won't vote for Aaron Rodgers because he's, quote, "the biggest jerk in the league." The AP's Barry Wilner told the Chicago Sun-Times, quote, "We're not going to throw out his ballot for MVP because the word valuable is judgmental. It would be unfair and unwise for us to set any parameters for that award. We can't tell people how to think about what they consider most valuable." Apparently to Barry, it would be very fair for Aaron Rodgers not to get a vote for MVP simply because somebody doesn't like him. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Friday, January 7th, 2022. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, please leave us a rating and a review as well. Remember, you can catch up on everything else that happens in the final week of the regular season with our Sunday late night wrap-up show, hosted by yours truly, of course. We hit every game with the info, injuries, post-game storylines, and everything else you could possibly want to know after the regular season is over. Enjoy your Friday, everybody. I am Rob Stats-Guerrera. We'll talk on Sunday.